Ever since his election as president nearly 2 weeks ago, Nicolas Sarkozy, a conservative, has promised to set up a government for all of France. Friday, he and his new prime minister, François Fillon, announced a cabinet that seems to fulfill that promise. There are only 15 ministers, half the number in the previous government, and half those jobs went to women. One of the most prominent roles went to a member of the Socialist Party, Bernard Kouchner, who is best known for starting the humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières, is the new Minister of Foreign Affairs. Like Mr. Sarkozy, he's taken a pro-American stance and was one of the few French politicians who did not oppose the war in Iraq. The cabinet also includes the first ethnic minority figure in a senior government post, with Rashida Dati, a lawyer of North African origin, named as justice minister. Mr. Sarkozy is often seen as anti-immigrant. Political journalist Claude Askelovitch said on French public television that the appointment was an important symbol.
La symbolique d'une personne s'appelle Rachida Dati, qui est née d'une famille pauvre, immigrée.
This is something no other government would do, but Mr. Sarkozy has done it, he said. It's a very important job, and it sends a strong signal. The government was to get right down to work. Its first meeting was scheduled for Friday afternoon. Anita Elash for VOA News in Paris.